Okay, sit down, folks. If you've ever bought clothes for kids and noticed that the sections for boys have t-shirts and sweaters and jeans and overalls and jeans and t-shirts and
khakis.
Jeans and khakis and sneakers and blazers, while over on the girls' side you've got your ball gowns and your tube skirts and your spangly blouses and tailored jackets and wild leggings and tights and belts to die for and the hats, the tank tops, the scarves and tiaras and high heels and flats and, well, you get the idea.
Wraparounds.
It's
so accessories.
Much more interesting to be a girl. So maybe it's not so shocking to discover that when Cheryl Keela Davis picked up her son from daycare one day and found him wearing a red sequin dress and pink heels, it was just a rational response to reality. Cheryl joins us this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
And her journey with her son became the book My Princess Boy, a mom's story about a young boy who loves to dress up. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let me just say, let me give you my personal connection here. You know, I'm a father in a wheelchair, and I have twin girls, all right?
Okay.
And kids have a way of just looking objectively at a situation, right? And in my case, my oldest girls, one said, I want to walk, and so walk normally. The other one said, you know, I want a wheelchair. And actually, it took a while to learn to walk because she preferred being in a wheelchair. Basically, they looked at the situation, and they said, I'll go one way, I'll go the other way. It seems like your son just looked at boring boys' clothes, interesting girls' clothes. Guess what? I'm going with the girls' clothes.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
How did you figure out how to just support him and not call, like, the psychiatrist hotline?
Well, it was a process and still is a process, so I'm still in the journey. But Dyson is a child who at a very young age, just enjoyed pretty things. Beautiful things, sparkly, exactly like you talked about. The girls' section of things, that's exactly where he went. Anything pink, anything sparkly.
And your husband?
Dean.
Totally fine.
Dean was fantastic. In fact, when the daycare incident happened, I called him right away and expected him to say, oh, this can't happen. And it was quite the opposite. He was very excited that his son was interested in something and really liked something. So kind of following his passions.
Now, how do you separate the I like interesting colors and sequins and sparkles and stuff from identity issues that all kids, you know, have as they grow up?
Well, as any parent, we all want it to be easy for our children. And so I did talk to our doctor. I talked to our primary care physician. We spoke with some psychologists because everything out there, messaging is always about gender identity confusion. And I wanted to make sure that my child was happy with who he was. So once we did that process and figured out that Dyson's just a child who loves pretty things, they said he's completely happy and healthy, and this is just an interest that he has.
Well, let's hear a clip of you on the New Day Northwest show on King TV. You live in Seattle, right?
Correct.
All right.
I like to dress up in different kind of clothes.
Is it fun?
And jewelry.
Because it's fun?
Mm-hmm.
You like things that sparkle?
Mm-hmm.
I like your socks. Show us your socks. We've got some hot pink socks going here.
Now, these video clips have gone completely viral. And I wonder if you're worried that the reason they've become viral is because of a sort of voyeuristic interest in something strange or a sense of solidarity with your son's choices and your choices about being a parent.
I've been overwhelmed with the amount of support and the viral activity over the internet with this clip. But I wrote the book so that we would have a dialogue. We really need to have a conversation about things that are different and things that make us uncomfortable and what really is stemming from that discomfort. How can we ask ourselves, why is this making me uncomfortable? And how do we say, you know, that's not harming anyone. If he wants to dress up in something that is interesting or different, then possibly we can let him.
Well, except that, I mean, as a parent, you'd think you might have be worried about what the, I mean, he's 4 years old now?
Yeah, he's five now.
He's five. So he's getting ready for school age.
Yes.
And that can be a brutal environment for a kid who is different. And with all these stories about kids being bullied and kids, you know, having very tough emotional times because of that, is that, doesn't that worry you?
It does, Celeste. I think the biggest piece for me, though, is helping our children while we're young. I mean, just because they're children doesn't mean that they don't have their own personalities and their own interests and their confidence. We all know toddlers, and toddlers can be very vocal, and they can have very, very strong opinions. And so when you start to ask yourself this, what this really is about, this is a form of expression. This is clothing. This is something that your child goes into their room every day before school and chooses something to wear, or chooses a certain type of shoe to wear. This is no different. I think the question is for us to ask ourselves as adults and what's going on in our country, when we see something that is different, what do we do? What do we do in that instance? And if it's not harming anyone, then why is it bothering us?
Well, how do you keep it from being a battle, though? Because mommies and daddies have rules, right?
Yes.
But then there's also this sort of rules out there in the world that kids begin to pick up on. And say he's 6 or 7 or 8, he's going to come home, or maybe earlier than that, he's going to come home and say, you know, Mom, there aren't a lot of guys who wear high heels. What should I do about that? What do you say?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're at a very, very sad time in our country when we're having these kind of issues of bullying and problems with people who are just expressing themselves differently. I guess my point is, at first, I don't know all the answers. I'm on this process along the journey, just like anybody else. But my answer is I'd rather start young and have him be confident and have some understand some of the reaction that will be out there. And we've had conversations with our family for the last year about going public with this. One of the issues is there wasn't a book. There wasn't something that addressed this issue. And so in order to get the conversation started, we needed a tool.
I'm good with the book. But a lot of parents out there are going to wonder, why the TV shows? Why go on the radio? I mean, aren't you running the risk of just kind of distorting and twisting your kid's head into some sort of like, well, I'm supposed to be this way now. I'm the leader of the kids who wear sequin tights to school.
Yeah,
boys.
Yeah. Well, John, I think there is a there's a middle ground in all of this. And the part of the book is to help people to have a tool to talk about it. So really, it's really just to get the dialogue out there of what does this mean?
Twitter, one of our listeners said that when my 7-year-old declared one night out of the blue that God is in the present moment, I cried. Teaching mindfulness pays. My child is 12. This happens almost daily. I don't have time to reevaluate. That's what she'll use therapy for. This is a journey that your son will be on alone for much of his life. Are you confident he can make those decisions?
You know, just like any parent, we're doing our best to raise a healthy and happy child. His brother, Jacoby, has been very supportive, as well as our immediate family and friends. We've had a slew of support across the country, regardless of what side of the fence you land on. Really, it's just interesting on how many people are saying, where were you when I was growing up? I had a woman stop me in the store who said, 40 years ago, if I would have had your book, I wouldn't have forced my child to play with cars. So I think that there's a big dialogue going on, and the biggest thing is that we're asking ourselves, we're questioning how this is going to happen.
Well, Cheryl Keela Davis is the author of My Princess Boy, a mom's story about a young boy who loves to dress up, which is, you know, that's the whole story right there. Cheryl, thanks so much for being with
us. Thank you for having me.
And we were asking you, when has your child pushed the envelope or surprised you? Post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
We got Carolyn in Hawaii who said her 3-and-a-half-year-old daughter does it every day. If there's no serious comfort or safety issue, she says, I just let her be crazy. It's a harmless way to let her assert her independence. Let us know what you think at 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And Zach, it's okay. All right, buddy? I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.